In Northern Ireland today, former enemies on opposite sides of the political spectrum launched a new power-sharing government. The agreement brings together hardline unionists who want Northern Ireland to continue to be part of Britain and hardline Republicans who support a united Ireland. Years of effort by the British and Irish prime ministers led to today's ceremony, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It was a sight that most people said could never happen. The firebrand Protestant preacher Ian Paisley, often known as Dr. No for his refusal to even speak to members of the Republican movement, let alone share power with them, standing beside Martin McGuinness, the self-confessed former commander of the Irish Republican Army. Today, the two former enemies were sworn in as First Minister and Deputy Minister of Northern Ireland. Ian Paisley spoke in a way few had heard him speak before.
From the depths of my heart, I can say to you today that I believe Northern Ireland has come to a time of peace, a time when hate will no longer rule. How good it will be to be part of a wonderful healing in this province.
The healing will take more than just political agreements. Communities are still divided in Northern Ireland, and some have called the recent peace simply the peace of exhaustion. But both sides have now agreed to resolve issues politically and not through violence. Martin McGuinness, as he was sworn in, using a mixture of English and Gaelic, at last seemed to be speaking the same language as Ian Paisley.
We must overcome the difficulties which we face in order to achieve our goals and seize the opportunities that now exist. This and future generations expect and deserve no less from us.
President Bush sent his congratulations to the people of Northern Ireland, and the ceremony was attended by Senator Ted Kennedy and his sister, former US Ambassador to Ireland, Jean Kennedy Smith. Also there were Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern and Britain's Tony Blair, who's expected to announce the timeframe for his departure from office this week. Even the Prime Minister's detractors admit that helping to bring peace to Northern Ireland is one of Blair's lasting legacies.
Look forward today, and we see the chance at last to escape those heavy chains of history, to make history anew, not as a struggle between warring traditions, but as a search for the future, shared, held in common, and bound by goodwill and peace.
There have been power-sharing agreements in Northern Ireland between more moderate politicians that have failed. The reason for the greater hope today is that the extreme wings of both sides, represented by Ian Paisley and Martin McGuinness, have signed up to it. Now, with the ceremonies over, comes the equally difficult business of cooperating in the day-to-day running of local affairs in Northern Ireland. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.